One way Luther puts this is, I am a sinner in and by myself apart from Christ. But apart from myself and in Christ, I am not a sinner. In myself, I'm a sinner. In Christ, I'm not a sinner. And who is my real self? Not who I am in myself, but who I am in Christ. Who's the real woman here? Not the woman who looks at herself and says, oh, gee, I look like a prostitute. But the woman who looks at her bridegroom, her beloved, and says, oh, he says, I'm his beloved. So that's who I really am. I'm really the beloved of the King's Son. Right? You define yourself for Luther by what the gospel says about you. Right? The gospel has the power to say who you really are. Don't try to find out who you really are by looking at yourself. Your own self-perception, your own self-knowledge will only be self-knowledge of a sinner, at least if it's accurate. Right? If you're honest in your self-knowledge, you will think of yourself as a sinner. But that doesn't define who you really are. Who you really are is defined by God's word, by his promise, by his gospel, by the King's Son saying, you are my beloved. That's who you really are. Will you please believe that? The other side of this, Luther will say something striking about sin, a third point about sin. All sin is unbelief, Luther will say. A famous and striking saying, all sin is unbelief. Which is to say, just as all of our righteousness comes by faith, all of our unrighteousness comes from lack of faith. That's why we are, in fact, both justified and sinners at the same time. Right? We are justified by faith, but we are also full of doubt, we are full of unbelief, and therefore that's sin. We are always believers and unbelievers at the same time. Not just justified and sinners at the same time, but believers and unbelievers at the same time. Psychologically, I think this is just profoundly realistic. All believers are also unbelievers. All righteous people are also sinners. That, I think, is really good news. But we should contrast it with the Augustinian picture. Augustine has a version of this being righteous and sinner at the same time, but it's more progressive. It's, okay, we're righteous, we're making progress, we're getting better, but we're not perfect yet, so we're still sinners to some degree, but we're getting better all the time. So we're righteous, but we're getting better, and we're gradually overcoming sin. Well, Luther thinks that's true, but that's not really the key point. It's not just that we're making progress. It's that we are the beloved of the King. That's simply who we are down to the depths of our soul because that's what the gospel says and the gospel is true and we ought to believe it. And we are also sinners because that's what we see when we look at ourselves. This simul justus et peccator, in Latin, at the same time just and a sinner, the simul it is called, S-I-M-U-L in Latin, at the same time. This simul justus et peccator is fundamentally about how we look at ourselves. Look at ourselves in Christ and we see a blessed and beloved child of God, look at ourselves in ourselves, and we see sinners. That's why when we look at ourselves in ourselves, we are prone to temptation, to Anfechtung, Luther calls it, using this vivid German word meaning assault. The devils assault us and tell us, you're a sinner, God hates you. That's what happens if you look at yourself and try to judge yourself by what you see. Don't judge yourself by what you see in yourself. Judge yourself by the gospel, by that beloved word. So, for Luther, the Christian life is full of this back and forth, just and sinner at the same time, this Anfechtung, which drives you away from looking at yourself to look at Christ. The spiritual life is less like a journey, as in Augustine, and more like a gift that you receive. That's why Protestants will talk about accepting Christ. This is not how Augustine talks about it. For Augustine, you're on this road trying to get to God, and you haven't gotten there yet. For Protestants, we've already received the most important thing, which is the gift of God in Jesus Christ. It's as if you've already gotten to the end of the road. And indeed, according to the Augustinian paradigm, that's what must have happened if you already have God in your heart in the deepest possible way. If you already have received or accepted Christ, you're already at the end of the road. What more is there for you to do? That's the topic of the next lecture. But meanwhile, let me say just two things about what implications that has. It means that the Christian life is less like this longing and desire, as in Augustine, and more like gratitude for a gift already received. It's not an aching longing, it's gratitude, it's gladness. And the goal is not seeing, not contemplation, as in Augustine. Aha! Now I see it! Now I see the truth behind all things. Rather, the goal is to believe what God has to say, and thus know God by believing what he tells you. That's how you know a person, Luther thinks, is by believing what they say about themselves.